Merci.
I'd like to thank all the speakers and UNCTAD and the experts. I'm Bogdan, representing the delegation of Côte d'Ivoire, working on accountability issues. Now, I have two questions and two comments. The first is that since this subject matter is so important, perhaps it is unfortunate that we're speaking a language that's becoming more and more marginalized, French. And unfortunately, some of the documents were not translated into French that would help us participate more actively in the discussions. Now, a comment on what has been said during this meeting starting yesterday and what we're discussing today on the role of accounting. And Mr. Mario and the representative of the ESP referred to the contribution that could be made by accounting and reporting. And we should remember that there are two ways of ensuring accountability: the production of information and then controls. Now, in terms of production, we review what companies are doing. Now, from the point of view of control and monitoring, auditors can act. If there's a standard, then we need a norm or standard on sustainability so that those who monitor can say whether this is compatible or not when they look at the reports produced by companies. So auditors, when they intervene, they must have a standard to refer to. Now, the second part of my statement will be more or less something of advocacy. Now, we see that these standards apply to listed companies, and in studies that we looked at, companies that exist in different companies, for example, in Colombia, that are not listed companies, but they still have an impact on nature. And for us developing countries, these companies represent more than 90% of businesses. And then we see the important factors that this is connected to: water, air, the environment in general. So these companies have a significant impact on the environment. So if we do not ask these companies to produce information directly related to the environment, we will have problems. Some may think that they do not have a direct impact on the environment, but if we look at subcontractors working for big companies, there could be a very important, significant impact on the environment. So we need to have these standards and ensure that all companies reflect this information to ensure that we improve the quality of life. Now, another important point, question of sustainability and the environment and the institutions, the link to institutions, the economy, and social issues. You see that there are three main pillars: economy, the social side of things, and institutions. In order to implement matters, we think that environment indicators should be applied to all companies because companies working in the mining sector do not have the same situation as housing companies or insurance companies or a company working with schools. But nevertheless, all of these companies do have a direct impact as a result of their work on the environment. For example, a school, if pupils are not educated properly, in the end, this has a very negative impact on the environment. For example, insurance companies, perhaps not directly related to environment, but if they're managed improperly, this may also have a significant impact on the environment. So I think when we implement these indicators, one has to adapt the environment indicator to the sector in which a company operates. So the question that I would like to ask, and I'm addressing all of those who presented to us some case studies, and I'm very pleased with their presentations, I'd like to find out what difficulties have they faced in adapting their environment indicators to the specific sector in which they're operating. Thank you.